This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Roscoe, R-O-S-C-O-E, Greer, G-R-E-E-R. Date of birth is 11/30/1942. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Greer with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Also, history of prostate carcinoma with radiation therapy and urinary incontinence. His last visit was December 8th of last year. He has difficulty getting to the office because of severe neuropathy in hands and feet. He must have a driver, so he requested telemedicine visit at this time. He has been feeling better, other than the neuropathy problems, and he is on several new medications. He's on Jardiance 25 milligram daily and Tradjenta 5 milligram daily, also a cranberry tablet once a day. And he is still on Torsemide 50 milligram daily, Metoprolol 100 milligram twice a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, and Glimepiride 4 milligram twice a day. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion that is stable. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Stable chronic edema. Weight is unchanged. No itching. No orthopnea. Physical examination. Weight 365. Pounds. Blood pressure 130/62. Pulse is 72. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done May 11th of 2023. Creatinine was improved. Now it is 2.1. Previous two levels were 2.2 and 2.3. Estimated GFR is 31. Calcium 8.4, sodium 137, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 28, albumin is 3.8. His hemoglobin 11.3, normal white count, platelets are 110,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease without current symptoms. And slightly improved creatinine levels. We've asked him to continue to have monthly lab studies done. He reports that he's been doing them every 3 months, but we would prefer monthly labs. He also should follow a low-salt diabetic diet. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy with very high blood sugars. Just started on Jardiance and Tradjenta, so hopefully that's going to improve blood sugar control. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.